stpete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our new sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support. And, of course, to all those working at our sponsors, thank you so much for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you're going to learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I've made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit www.southerntitleleans.com. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view this stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad. and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Christy Hughes, the founder of Southern Title Leans. So welcome to Job Talk, Christy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
And, you know, you have such a unique business, and I really want to let people get to know about what you do. But before we talk about Southern Title Leans, I'd like to let everyone know about your background up until the time that you actually started the company. So please tell us about yourself, and let's begin with, where are you from?
I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi, but I've been living in the Tampa Bay area for like 18 years now.
Mm-hmm. And weren't you born in Florida?
I was born in Cocoa Beach. Okay. My father was in the Air Force, and he was at the end of his retirement. So when I was two, we moved to Mississippi because that's where his parents lived.
Mm-hmm. And so you spent your childhood there?
I did. I spent my childhood there. I went to
what part of Mississippi?
Grade school everywhere. The Jackson, Mississippi area. Mm-hmm. There's a suburb outside of there called Pearl.
Okay. And so... you know, your dad had quite a career with the Air Force.
He did. He actually retired as a top sergeant with the Air Force.
Mm-hmm. And did he get to live throughout the world?
He did. Places? He did. He lived in Germany, is where I had two sisters that were born. Europe and Denmark is where he met my mother. Mm-hmm. And brought her back to the United States eventually. And, well, Florida was where I was born. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. And so... You went to school in high school and there. And so when did you come out back to Florida?
I moved here in the late 90s, like 97, 98. Mm-hmm. I had friends that lived in north, like Brooksville area. And I knew I wanted to make a change and get out of Mississippi, you know, expand my horizons. Mm-hmm. So I decided to try the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm. And when did you actually come here?
Well, to the Tampa Bay area, I believe it was 97.
97, mm-hmm. Okay. And then, what did you, and that's where, shortly thereafter, I think you met your husband then?
Yeah, actually I'd lived here almost about 6-7 months and then I met him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, so tell us about that, because you actually, that's the beginning of how you got involved in what you're doing now.
Yeah.
So tell us about the kind of business you had at that time.
Well, I was actually, believe it or not, in the skincare industry. I was a makeup artist and an esthetician. I worked for a plastic surgeon.
Wow.
And I was looking for someone to work on my car because I didn't know anyone. And I I was recommended by to a shop in the Tampa Bay area that worked on my specific type of car, and he was working there when I went there. And eventually later I kept going back to get different things done to my car, and he was always really friendly. And one day he asked me if I would like to get together and go do something sometime, and I was like, sure, why not? You know, and then one thing led to another, and we ended up getting really serious and getting married in 2001.
Mm-hmm. And so at that point, though, you decided to, or you helped him start his own business?
Yes. I was admiring his talents with rotary-powered cars. He worked on the Mazda RX-7s, and he was just really, really good, you know, had a talent with that type of engine. And I saw the need for it, and so I recommended that he start his own business.
So you encouraged him to go out on his own, and so you started a business. What was it called?
Mazsport.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you did more than just repair, right?
Yeah, he specialized in performance. Okay. His goal was to make the car go as fast as it possibly could.
And so what was your role with the company?
I was helping him with all the paperwork and the accounting, making sure customers signed the work orders and that everything was getting put into QuickBooks, mm-hmm. the system. Also helping with managing employees, selling parts, working on the website. I learned how to do web design.
Mm-hmm. Greeted them and customers and mm-hmm. stuff, and yep. signed contracts.
Yep.
Perfect. And so anyway, I know it's a kind of an unpleasant thing to talk about, but the recession of 2008 hit everyone really hard.
Yes.
And so I know that affected your business there.
It did very much because of the fact that we specialized in performance instead of repair, mm-hmm. because performance was more of something people just kind of wanted to do mm-hmm. out of the fun factor. Mm-hmm. And then when the recession hit, that ended because people were more like, well, I don't really need that right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so our phone really just stopped ringing.
And you had a thriving business.
We did.
How big was your shop?
At the end, we had about a 5,000 square foot facility, about 10 employees. Mm. And we just basically had to let everybody go.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Really sad.
So, but the good news of that is that some other things have come out of it, especially what you're doing today. But for the next few years from there, what were you doing between the time that you ended that business to the time that you started Southern Title Liens?
I started my own bookkeeping business specializing in QuickBooks. I got QuickBooks certified mm-hmm. because I was doing QuickBooks for our company. I pretty much mastered it and learned every aspect of it that I could. So it was perfect for me. Mm-hmm. And I started doing accounting and tax preparation. And I had clients that had automotive shops. I tried to specialize in that because I was very familiar with the retail industry of that mm-hmm. factor.
Great. And so during that time, is that when you saw the need for what you're doing now?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I had customers that had that problem where they needed help with the fact that somebody had abandoned their vehicle that they had repaired and left it there without paying the bill. And they called them and tried to find out when they were going to come and pick it up, and they never responded. So they were stuck with this vehicle. What do I do with it?
And was anybody doing this kind of work at that time that you could reach out to?
No, because we had that problem when we had our company. Mm-hmm. You know, a few times a year, there'd be someone that would have a large bill, or they just wouldn't pick it up. They wouldn't call us back, and we'd just be stuck with the car. So mm-hmm. I had to figure out how to file a lien on the car. It's called a mechanic's lien. Mm-hmm. And there was no one at that time that I could call that I knew of. I searched for someone. And so I was left with just figuring it out. And after several attempts, I got it right.
Well, that's great. And then you decided to open up your own business? You thought that there was enough of a need for that?
Yeah, I felt that there was a very much need because, you know, we had that problem. Customers of mine that were my bookkeeping clients had that problem. And I just thought, you know, something inside of me went, you know, I bet you there's a whole lot more shops that have that problem.
Yeah. And so let's talk about your company, Southern Title Liens. How'd you come up with the name?
Actually, my sister and I came up with the name we were trying to think of what we should call it, and it just made sense because we're from the South and mm-hmm. we have a Southern accent. Mm-hmm. Call it Southern Title Liens.
Okay. And so when did you actually start the business?
In June of 2013.
Okay. And so what was your first steps in starting that?
I decided to build a website first because mm-hmm. I wanted it to be as informative as possible. I felt like if I built the website and, you know, told the story of what different liens were available and how to go about to do it, then that would be a really good way to get customers. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's worked really well because I have a large amount of new customers that come to me from all over Florida through my website.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably not a lot of foot traffic there.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. But you do have a delightful office, and you have a little dog that greets everyone when they walk in.
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Bugsy.
Yeah. He's just the cutest little guy.
Thank you.
And he's very friendly. I was very surprised, actually, because he's a – what kind of breed is he?
He's a mixed breed. He's a miniature pincher and a chihuahua.
Yeah.
But he acts more like a miniature pincher because he's fearless.
Yeah.
He literally just is not afraid of anything.
That's funny. Okay. And, you know, I'm always interested in hearing how cities throughout Florida and Tampa Bay specifically embrace new businesses. And so when you opened up your new business, was the city supportive? And by the way, what city are you in?
I'm in Largo, right near Bel Air.
Mm-hmm. And so people that don't know the proximity from St. Petersburg and Tampa, where is that located?
That's like a suburb right outside of Clearwater.
Okay. And so from downtown St. Pete is what? How many miles?
Takes about 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so so let's begin letting everyone know exactly, you know, what is a lien?
Well, there's different types of liens, but usually a lien is something that is placed on for what I do as a motor vehicle, which could be anything such as a car, truck, motorcycle, a boat, a mobile home, and it is a lien because you owe someone money that did something to that vehicle, mm-hmm. and you have a balance, and that balance was not paid. Mm-hmm. So they've put a lien on it to try to enforce you to pay it.
Okay. And so tell us about the, you know, what happens when a vehicle is abandoned at a business from an owner's point of view. You know, you don't know what to do. So typically, you know, what time frame before a lien is put on?
Well, from my experience talking to a lot of my customers, it's amazing how long they wait before they enforce it or file a lien. Typically, the state of Florida would like for you to do it within the first 14 business days. Mm. But if you don't, there's really no time limit. I've had people wait 2 years, and all of a sudden they found me and said, you know, where have you been? I've had this car sitting out on my lot for 2 years, and these people just won't call me back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, you know, two things I really like about your business, that you have a wide open market.
Yes.
And not a lot of competition. So tell us about the, you know, how many potential, how many shops, first of all, are there throughout Florida?
Well, we market to motor vehicle shops that are registered with the state of Florida through the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Mm-hmm. And we have a list from them, and there's about 22,000 registered shops in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And if they're not registered, we really can't help them with that type of lien because the Department of Motor Vehicles requires that we actually present them with a copy of that license. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have it, they won't approve it.
Okay. And so it's to their benefit to do that anyway,
yeah.
Right? Because otherwise they'll get fined, I'm sure.
Yes, okay. They will get fined if not.
And so what other kind of potential customers besides just the body shops would have a need for your service? Like with towing services and that?
Yeah, towing companies, recovery companies that make repo companies, boat repair yards, marinas, mobile home shops. Okay. Or repair places, or even mobile home communities like that rent lot, you know, mobile homes, and they have lot rent. Let's say somebody didn't pay their lot rent, then they mm-hmm. could put a lien on the mobile home. Or if they abandoned the mobile home, Okay.
So let's talk about the services and the different types of liens that that you work with. And so, you know, tell us about the dealer title services.
We provide two dealers a title service to help them transfer the title over to the new owner, to get a new tag, to register it. There are some new dealers out there that are not familiar with how to do the paperwork, mm-hmm. and we provide the service to them.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about then, there's also, I think one of the newest things that you've been working with was with the U.S. Coast Guard boats, right?
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Okay. Well, there are two different types of registered boats. There's ones that are titled in the state of Florida or other states. They have a title. And then there are boats that are registered and documented with the U.S. Coast Guard, which means they don't have a title. It's like a title. It looks kind of like one, but it's called U.S. Coast Guard documented. Mm-hmm. And those are federally documented. The ones with Florida are considered their state. Titled in the state. So it's two different types of things.
Are they two different types of boats, too?
Yes, because the boats that the U.S. Coast Guard deals with are usually going across the waters. They're going to other places out in the water, to other states through, you know, by traveling on boat.
Hmm. And so what kind of liens would you... what kind of liens for the Coast Guard would you... Would they get... I mean, are they owned by... the Coast Guard, or are they?
No, they're owned by individuals, but they are taught, they're like documented through the U.S. Coast Guard. But we can do also mechanic liens through that U.S. Coast Guard. It's just a little bit different procedure. We can also do towing liens for, because there are actually companies that tow boats out in the water. It's mm-hmm. it's still a towing,
right?
You know.
Wow, that's interesting. And so, how involved is that process for the boats? Is it different than if it was a car?
No, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, they still have like when let's say they towed the boat and the customer never paid them or it was abandoned. We notify the owners and or lien holders to say that the boat was financed. It's just a little harder because we have to try to get the lien holder or more what they call a mortgagee to agree to release the lien.
I see. So that if somebody still owes money on the, whatever vehicle
yeah.
it is.
But, you know, there's ways around that. So. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the lost title replacement.
If you've lost a title and you can't find it, we can help you get a new one, a duplicate title. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Department of Motor Vehicles offers that. A lot of people aren't aware of it, but if they, you know, let's say they were sold a car or a boat or any kind of motor vehicle that had a title and they lost it before they transferred it, that happens a lot. Sometimes you have to go through the courts to, you know, have a judge say, okay, we see that you deserve this vehicle or that it's legally yours, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so is there a lot of business for you in the mobile home business too? I mean, are there a lot of?
I believe there is because there's mobile home communities all over mm-hmm. Florida, and there are. I've gotten calls from people, management in the offices that have said that they've got a few in their mobile home community that were abandoned. Mm-hmm. Some of them do the paperwork themselves, and then some of them just let them sit there, and they'll. You know, rent yep. them out or something, but yet it has a title that has not been properly reassigned to a new owner.
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole new market for you, right?
Yes,
I mean, different than the repair shops.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. Do you have any idea how many mobile home parks or wherever there are throughout the Florida area?
I do not.
Boy, but there seems like
but
a tremendous market.
They're in every right. city.
And I want to talk about mechanic liens. Tell us about the definition of that and what you do for that.
Well, the mechanic lien is probably the best lien that we do because it defaults all the other lien holders. Let's say that somebody abandoned a car because they were in over their head and they just couldn't pay for it anymore. They owe more than it's worth or their payments are too high. Now they have to have it repaired. So they've abandoned it at this mechanic shop. And then when we do a title search, we find out that there is a lien on it, meaning that the car was financed and they owed money on it. Well, the lien holder will have an opportunity to come forward and pay that bill and repossess the car. If they don't, then we transfer title into the new the owner's name, the shop's name, and it's free and clear with no liens. Hmm. That's the only lien that does that. All the other ones, you have to communicate with the lien holder and try to get them to release the lien.
I see. And so let's talk about rebuilt titles. Now, that's a big process, isn't it?
Yes, that is a very big process because a lot of people I'm finding are getting cars that they purchased that have what is called a salvage title, or the title has they can't do anything with it because it might say salvage rebuildable. Basically, what that means is the insurance company totaled the vehicle out, so therefore it can't be insured, it can't be operated on the highways legally, you can't get a tag, you can't do anything with it but sell it for junk or parts unless you have it rebuilt.
I see. And so, but there's a lot of things that can go wrong with that, right, with the process? And
yes, there can, because technically the owner that owned it originally when the insurance company totaled it out is the person that is supposed to do the transfer. They're supposed to go and have it rebuilt, which is a process of going to the DMV compliance examiner, having them review your application and make sure everything is, you know, all your I's are dotted, right, and your T's are crossed, and mm-hmm, that you have part numbers, and
it's that involved.
Yes, wow. It's very involved.
And so I would think that most people want to do that. They would want to have your service because you're experienced in doing that.
Yes.
And if it gets denied, are there additional fees that are charged at that point too to do it again?
Yes, for us. I mean, mm-hmm, we try to do it right the first time, make sure we have everything that we're supposed to have before we even go. Mm-hmm.
But so, if I was trying to do it myself and I didn't have everything right, I'd be charged again.
Yes,
I had to
you
do
would.
It.
They charge you every time you go. It's like $40 per time that you go.
Great. And tell me about storage liens and how that comes into your business.
Storage liens are kind of similar to mechanic liens. The car was abandoned at a storage facility. A business agreed to store the vehicle for such much amount of money every month, you know, $100 a month or whatever, and the customer just stopped paying. So they do the same thing. They put a storage lien on it. And once a lien is filed, the customer and or lien holder is notified, and then they have so many days to come forward and pay that bill. If they don't, then the state of Florida will transfer title over to their business's name.
And is a towing lien similar to a storage lien, or is it involved
in
any way?
No, it's totally different.
Yeah?
A towing lien means the vehicle was towed by a towing company. Mm-hmm. It could also be a boat that was towed in the waters, you know.
Right.
And they have a towing bill for towing, mileage, labor for the tow, plus storage.
I see. And so they come to you, and how does that work, though?
Help the towing company file the lien.
Mm-hmm. Some do them on their own, I would think, too.
Oh, yeah. Some of them do so many tows that they have a department that is strictly handling that for them. But then there's mom-and-pop shops that don't.
Right.
They don't really know what to do with them.
Okay. And so what is a certificate of destruction?
That is something that is issued on a vehicle that has been in a wreck or it's no longer worth anything. It's not a title. It's basically a certificate that you can give to the junkyard to sell it for parts. Because now you have to have something when you sell your vehicle to a junkyard. You have to have either the title or a certificate of destruction. It is basically required now.
Okay, good. And tell us the last kind of lien I think that you work with are wrecker operator liens. Is that same as towing? Or?
That is only with towing companies. And okay. It has to be a vehicle that was towed by a towing company, and it was a public tow that they did. And then if the customer did not come forward and pay their towing bill, then the towing company can put a lien on their license. So that's really not good for the consumer because they'll go try to renew their license or their tag, and they won't be able to. It'll have a stop on it, and it'll say that it's because you have a wrecker operator, and you have to go talk to the towing company that towed your vehicle that you didn't pay. And when you go pay it, you can get your license back.
I see. My guest today is Christy Hughes, the owner of Southern Title Liens. And Christy, you also have a page on your website that's a store.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that. I guess you sell customized policy signs for your customers.
Yes.
So tell us about the signs and the customers who should have them, you know, in their business.
I made those because a lot of our shops that we went to visit did not have any signs at all. And technically, you're supposed to have a sign on your wall that states your policy for storage and what your rate is. So we made some signs for that, and we sell them to automotive shops all over, wherever. Don't have to be a Florida, you know, business to have that. But we also went one step forward and started doing others, because when I had my automotive business, I needed signs that would say, you know, our payment policy or completion time policy or employees only policy.
Right. And so you customize that for your businesses and your customers.
Yes.
Okay. And so do you design them personally?
I do.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Is there one that's more popular than others?
Yeah, actually the storage sign is the most popular for the mechanic shops because it states the Florida statute. After 3 days of notification of repair, if you have not picked up your vehicle, you will be charged a daily storage fee of whatever their fee is.
Great. You know. So, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about jobs right now. And I understand that you just hired somebody new, a new employee for this business. So tell me about that position and, in general, what qualifications you look for in an employee.
I hired an administrative assistant to help me with the title processing, doing all the follow-up, because I'm actually growing and luckily very busy, so I needed help. I couldn't do it all anymore. But she helps me make sure that, you know, my customers have everything in their file that we're going to need to process the lien. She helps me mail out stuff to them, communicate with them through email, helps me with the bookkeeping of our business, different things like that.
And so how many people did you interview before you made that selection?
I probably interviewed about 10 or 15 people.
Yeah. And so what was the deciding factor in hiring this particular person? By the way, what's her name, if you want
her
to say?
Her name is Jeanette.
Okay.
And I hired her because of her experience and her dedication to her previous employment. She was looking for the hours that I was looking for to hire someone in her experience. She has a broad range of experience with different software, and I just felt like she was going to be a really good fit for what I was looking for.
And I know that you want to expand, so tell us about your future goals.
My plan is to start a call center where I have reps that are basically dedicated to specific areas of the business, like the mobile home parks, you know, the towing companies, the mechanic shops, and then expanding out to other states, franchising it. Because this is a problem that is going on all over the United States. It's not just Florida. There are shops in other, like Georgia,
throughout the country, I
guess. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so so as far as franchising goes, you know, have you talked to anybody about that yet?
I have not. I've researched it on my own. Mm-hmm. Every state has their own laws on what they allow for liens. So, you know, I'd have to do some research on those states. But I know that each state does allow liens.
And there's a wide open market. I'm sure that there's not a lot of people doing that work here in Florida.
Right.
So I'm sure that there's hardly.
It's kind of like taxes, because it's a lot of paperwork and it's very tedious and things have to be done a certain way. And, you know, it's better to have somebody that knows what they're doing do it for you than do it yourself and then not get it done, because you're talking a time limit here of getting either the car so you can sell it and get paid.
And so your business has a personal element to it as well, right? So it's your customers, you go out to meet a lot of your customers.
Yeah, actually you don't have to come to me. We'll come to you and come to your shop. We take pictures of the car or vehicle that you have and help you with paperwork, because I'm also a notary. So I notarize a lot of documents that are required to be notarized in person, of course.
So if you franchise, it's good to have somebody that's located in that particular state and stuff. And okay. Yeah, I'd be interested to know how many repair shops throughout the country there are. You know, I mean, that's got to be just a wide open market. It's exciting, actually,
yes,
Christy.
Yes.
That's great. And anyway, talking about franchising, I know there's certainly a lot of people listening to this program that are involved in that business, and perhaps somebody will reach out. You never know. But anyway, regarding, this area, as you were looking for talent, but St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay in general, you know, what do you think of the talent pool and the ability to attract talent? Was it a good experience for you? And was there a lot of people to choose from?
There was a lot of people to choose from.
Yeah.
I got so many resumes every day. Mm-hmm. It was a lot to go through.
Sure. And that brings us to the interview tip of the week. And it's brought to you again this week by Fit Room Express. And if you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fit Room installed in your office today. So contact Pete today at fitroomexpress.com. And Christy, if somebody wants to apply for a position in the future for one of your call center jobs, for example, at Southern Title Liens, what one piece of advice would you give them?
I would give them the advice that when they come to the interview to be prepared and have a resume, have good basic computer skills. We use a lot of different software to keep up with leads and have a good attitude. That's the main thing. And also a good phone voice, because you will be talking a lot, and enjoy, conversation with people and be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good advice. And at this point in the show, I let people give shout outs to anybody that they want. Do you have anybody at all that you like to give a shout out to?
Yes, I'd love to give a shout out to my mother. Her name is Kirsten, and she lives in the Largo, Florida area, and my sister.
Wonderful. And at this time, I want to really get your opinion on the area. For those people that are considering a new location for their family or business, what would you say to leaders of a company considering a new home for their business? Would you recommend St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area in general?
Yes, I would, because it's a very friendly, economical place to live. There's so many different things that you can get involved in here. Everyone is really friendly. It's a diverse amount of different backgrounds of people, and the small business associations here are eager to help.
Wonderful.
Any small business.
And so if somebody wants to learn more about Southern Title Liens, how can they view your website? And do you have a phone number and all of that?
Yes, we do. We even have a toll-free number.
All right. What is it?
877-480-1055.
And do you have other things like Facebook page or anything?
I do have a Facebook page.
And how can they find that?
Southern Title Liens. I believe it's Facebook/Southern Title Liens.
Okay. Well, sounds great. Well, listen, Christy, thank you so much for being here. We've really covered everything on your business, and I'm just so excited for you. I think that you're going to do great. It's, like I said, there's such a wide open market for what you're doing, and not a lot of competition. It sounds like a recipe for success. So good luck.
Thank you very much.
And so you've been listening to my guest today, Christy Hughes, the founder of Southern Title Liens. And if you're looking for any of the services described here today or want to discuss franchising with Christy, be sure to check out the website at southerntitleliens.com. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update. And our friends at the Hart Gallery of Pinellas and Pasco had a fantastic event at the Tropicana on May 5th. The fiesta on the field grossed almost $132,000, and they want to thank everyone who donated, as well as the Tampa Bay Rays, Center Plate Catering, and Bloomin' Brands for their efforts in making this magical evening possible. It's a wonderful organization, and if you want to learn more about them, look for them at heartgallerykids.com. And the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce reminds us that they are celebrating 10 years of the St. Petersburg Young Professionals with an event at the St. Pete Yacht Club on June 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets and sponsorship opportunities are available, so go to the Chamber's website at www.stpete.com for more information. And now it's time for our shout-outs, and the shout-outs today go to Cindy and family. Look forward to your visit to Florida soon. And to my new listener, Karen, Thanks for listening for the first time. And to all the people we met and interviewed at the Business Expo recently held at the Coliseum, I really look forward to interviewing many of you on Job Talk in the future. And one of those people I met will be my guest next week. His name is Rich Libero of Stadium Publishing. I'm really looking forward to that interview. And so I hope you all will take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production too. So you can listen to past Job Talk shows, and you will find some really interesting and fun podcasts there also. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends. Let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey Cat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening. And until next time, when you talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.